In Brazil, 80% fear they might be tortured if taken into custody, 64% in Mexico and 58% in Turkey. The UK was the lowest at 15%. The survey also showed over a third of participants believe that torture can be justified in some cases to protect the public. Amnesty say this is linked to the war on terror and events like 9/11, which have encouraged the mindset that the practice can be justified to defeat terrorists. On top of this, they point the finger at TV shows like 24 and Homeland, which they say have glorified torture to a generation.
It's almost become normalized. It's become routine. And of course, in the last 10 years, or 14 years, if it keeps increasing the number of years since the so-called war against terror, the use of torture, particularly in the United States kind of context and in their sphere of influence, it has got so much more normalized as part of national security expectations.
The survey found 74% in China and India thought terrorism could be acceptable, 45% in the US, 29% in the UK, and 12% in Greece. In its report, Amnesty bemoans 30 years of broken promises. It's a reference to the UN's 1984 Convention Against Torture, which made torturers international outlaws and was supposed to see the practice denounced around the world. But the human rights bodies say they've recorded instances of torture in 141 countries in the last 5 years, including 79 of the states that signed the convention.